Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Armor Report, where we cover stock market investing through the millennial lens. We submit to you that this is a new world post-2008, and you need millennial tools to be effective and to protect capital while still capturing upside. And that's what we're going to discuss on these shows. So, the last segment, we were sharing with you information about the cannabis market and investing in cannabis stocks because, A, there was a watershed event last week where Constellation Brands, symbol STZ, added a $4 billion investment into a major cannabis grower up in Canada. And I said that I would share with you on this side of the break the ETF that we're focusing on. See, one of the tools that you have to be familiar with in this millennial market are exchange-traded funds. It's driving investment, and it will have an impact on individual stocks that you own because that stock may be in different ETFs that are seeing inflows or outflows of capital. So millennials are driving the stock market and will be for the next 20 years. They're coming into that earnings age where they start to really put money away and invest. And over 70% of them feel exchange-traded funds are the way to do it. So you got to focus there. And so what we like to do on our trading desk is when we get an investment idea that's corroborated by algorithms, which is the nucleus of the new millennial tool that's required to effectively manage capital in this environment, algorithms, and of course, Armor Report stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. So on the one hand, you need algorithms, in our opinion, and on the other hand, another tool of the millennial market is risk management. That's what will give you edge in this market. That's what will give you alpha, we like to call it in the business. Risk management. But we'll get to that later. Let's focus on the cannabis story and how we use the millennial tool of ETFs to effectively put capital to work. When we have a news story that's significant and we use our algorithms to tell us if that story is meaningful and is offering a risk-reward entry point that's worth it, then we go to ETFs and we find the best exchange-traded fund to express our investment philosophy. And in this case, the symbol, and you can write this down, is MJ, as in Mary Jane. MJ owns a basket, it's an ETF, of a basket of cannabis growers. And the company that Constellation Brands is putting another $4 billion into, called Canopy, is one of the top five names in MJ. You might want to jot this down too. You can do a little bit of homework. I think you'll find this insightful and helpful. You can go to a website, I think the best website for understanding ETFs and gathering information on them, is a website literally with this address, etf.com. etf.com. Check it out. I think you'll like it. It's a real helpful site. And so you can punch in MJ into the search bar on that website, and it'll pull up everything you need to know about that ETF, including the top stocks that are in that ETF. And so what we like to do on our trading desk is build a portfolio on an investment theme. We like to start with the algorithms and have them tell us, yes, the reward to risk entry point is right. Then we move into the ETFs, in this case, MJ. And then we move into individual stocks. And we like to start by doing research on the top 5 or 10 names in the ETF. I mean, it kind of does the work for you. It's a millennial tool in the millennial market that does the work for you. It shows you what the most important investments are in that particular space. You know, one of those names is Canopy. I'll share another name with you. I mean, there's, you know, you can go do your own research, but another name we like that's in this ETF is, you know, GW Pharmaceutical. It's one of the first pharmaceutical companies, a biotech company that's now kind of turning into a pharmaceutical because they have approval for a drug that effectively treats epilepsy that has to do with cannabis. Okay, and they have a great pipeline of other hopeful applications using cannabis. So this is a way to build a portfolio in today's stock market. It's a different type of process. It's not a process where you read research reports from an analyst and then put the capital to work and hope that you make money. It's a more thought-out process. The millennial market is thought out and has tools designed to help you reduce risk but capture upside at the same time. Gone are the days where you have to hope that your investment thesis is going to be right, or you know, a lot of people out there like to, and I hope I don't offend you right now, but pretend that you're a buy and hold investor. I've been doing this over 30 years. I've worked with a lot of investors, and I'm afraid to have to say and tell you this, but most investors think they're buy and hold, but when the market drops 50% in 2008, they get blown out of their portfolio. So they're not really buy and hold. They're buy and hope. And if they catch the right 10 years, hey, they do well. But if you begin your portfolio, if you're a millennial investor and you're coming into your earning years and you start putting capital to work and you have no plan to protect that capital, and your only plan is an old school plan that your granddad used to have, which is, hey, just buy the market and hold it, you'll be okay. How did that do? Let me ask you this question. How do you think that did for people who put money in the market in 2007? I mean, even if they didn't look at the assets and they held it through the whole thing and they're making money today, the amount of agita that you had to go through, what was detrimental to your health and not necessary. There are millennial tools today that help you manage risk. And so when we talk about algorithms, that's how we do it. Now, we have our own proprietary algorithms that we've been building. I've been writing, you know, code of one kind or another since the 1990s. But there's many different ways to get access to algorithms. Whatever you do, you need to do some research, focus on the space, try to understand algorithms because they are literally changing the fabric of how the world invests. And what we'll do on we're about to come up against a hard break again. So what we'll talk about on the next side of this break is the differences between different types of algorithms. Algorithms is a word that's kind of a basket for a lot of activity. And I'm here to tell you that I'm not talking about neural networks and things that require a degree from MIT. What we're talking about is getting on the right side of probabilities and statistics, and algorithms will help you do it. And I'll share with you some of our insights on the other side of this break.